Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the weekend, 102.7, Kiss FM. All right, Sisney is out with COVID. Tobbs feels great. You should know our engineer feels strong, so if anybody else drops, he's in. Tanya, you were saying you don't sound like yourself. You got that thing. I still have a little of that thing, too. And you began to tell me about your book reading, which always sucks me in.
Yeah, well, I was scared because my Robbie went down like the day before I was gonna do my book reading, my audiobook.
You mean the recording of your book?
The recording of my book. And so I was like, I really can't catch this. Like, I really can't catch this because I need my voice. And I thought I dodged it because I got through it. And then bam, Thanksgiving, it hit me.
Do you like the way you sound when you're like, sometimes I have that deep, sick voice and I kind of dig it.
Sexy.
Yeah. And it's like, I like that. This one I don't like. This one's like phlegmy covered, right? This one sort of like is hard to get down to that for me. I don't have as much control of this one because I have a little bit still lingering as well. But when you have that deep
raspy,
then right.
Mm-hmm. Then like, I feel like I should like role play later. Too much?
I mean, no one here to help me? Yes. without Sisney here to help me on that one, I'm going to say yes. Tubbs got a kick out of it.
Okay.
That says
well, let me get to the trending report. How about that?
Yeah, let's do the trending report. So what do we got?
Okay, so after a decade of publicly feuding, it seems like Leanne Rimes and Brandi Glanville have finally found peace. So on Thanksgiving, Leanne posted a photo of herself with her husband, Eddie Cibrian, and their two sons, who he shares with his ex-wife, Brandi Glanville. She captioned the photo, "We can only be said to be alive in those moments when our hearts are conscious of our treasures. Brandi Glanville, we missed you." And then Brandi Glanville commented on the photo, said, "Happy Thanksgiving. So thankful for you all. # modern family." But I was like, wow, I'm not sure if it was the pandemic that put things into perspective for people. But I really feel like the world is healing. Like all these feuds between strong women are like really kind of beginning to crumble.
Which is great. Can you highlight why they had an issue?
So Eddie Cibrian was married to Brandi Glanville. He cheated
way
on
back.
Her with Leanne way back.
Okay.
With
okay,
Leanne
okay,
Rimes. He's okay. Now married to Leanne Rimes.
Okay, got it.
But they publicly feuded for like years and years and years. Do you remember? It was like...
Yeah, that you'd bring it up. I do. But isn't it... At some point, people have that revelation where they go, life is short, you know?
Yeah.
If we're here and we're healthy and we've got kids that are happy and healthy, then like let's just bury the hatchet and move on.
Yeah.
Also, you think the holiday season makes you feel a little different? I have to tell you, my mood changes when I see lights on trees. You know, you're driving through the city and you see lights up in commercial places. It kind of does warm your heart a little bit. It does make things seem a little bit better.
I feel like the same thing. I think the holiday season is literally, it's these lights cutting through the darkness. Like it's literally just lights cutting through the dark.
And a little bit of hope maybe towards the end of the year. All right, Kiss FM presents Jingle Ball. Capital One. Friday night, tickets are next.